This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on border business.
Next on the agenda, I'd like to introduce McAllen D.C., Mr. Ralph Garcia. He's going to be presenting on the city of McAllen.
Good morning, everyone. As I mentioned this morning, I'll be giving you a brief presentation on McAllen. It's good to see some familiar faces from the other EDOs that we work with in the community, to the general managers working on Tony Webb for some years now when he was at Emerson or Medicorps, giving me a plan tour there. One of the values that we have as economic development offices is that relationship with industry. And specifically in our organization, it's a little different. We only focus on industrial development. And so those relationships are key, it's important. We're not only there to just support them and bring them into the community. We want to make sure that they're doing well over the years, and so we do periodic visits to the sites to see what's going on, what's new, if there's a need for supply chain development, anything that might be helpful to the company. And I think some of the consultants have actually been to McAllen in the last couple of years, so welcome back, it's good to see you. Let me start. Who we are is an economic development organization. We are a nonprofit organization in the city of McAllen. We have a contract with the city to do economic development. We're not controlled or manipulated by city government, which is kind of nice. We're out of the limelight in that case. And our target is, again, just focusing specifically on industry. We've been around since 1988, so a lot of the industry that you'll see across the border today in Reynosa is actually activity that we work with. Companies that we've helped port to the area, that we've helped grow. And the reason was, if you look back historically, this area in Texas was primarily agriculture. And so in the early 80s, and even before that, trying to attract industry here, there wasn't a true advantage, especially when you have that distance to the different markets that are populated in the U.S. until you add Mexico into that equation. So our organization, for the first 2 years, focused on developing across the border in Mexico. It's unique that an EDC would be doing that. It's also unique that the city government would allow the staff to be doing that. But it was important because it allowed us to grow the area and really start developing industry into the market. About McAllen, our population is roughly about 144,000 plus. Our credit rating as a city is AA, and we work with an annual budget of about $665 million. It's a big number, but our organization gets just a small little smidgen of that to operate. And then, of course, sales tax revenue monthly is just a little over $7 million. A lot of retail in our community. Reynosa's population, and I'll touch on it a little bit as well, but just to give you an idea, it's a million plus people. So it's a fairly large city compared to us. It's 10 times the size of McAllen. So there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of growth. And that's really what brings all of you to the table today. Our organizations and our communities depend on that development that goes on the Mexico side. Because without it, we'd be too far south for companies who want to be here. So I think that's important to mention. As I mentioned, our retail market is very strong. We have a lot of shopping. McAllen is kind of the hub for the area when it comes to retail. Our shopping mall is owned by Simon Properties. They own Mall of America, Galleria, and it's one of their top performing sites in the nation. And a lot of that is because of the Mexican consumer. We get a lot of people from Mexico that come shopping. The majority of us, I guarantee you, we're shopping on Amazon and get it delivered to our house. I haven't been to the mall in years. I lied, I told you I was there. And I keep my life away from there. The quality of life is important. I think every community here focuses on developing that quality of life, not just for the individuals that live here, but for the actual market in the area. We have Quinta Mazatlan, the holiday parade. It's the largest holiday parade in the United States that's illuminated. It draws in over 200,000 people, and all of that's regional. There's people coming in to see the parade, people coming from Mexico to see the parade. We have a summer festival known as Mexlan. And again, that is to attract tourism. But one of the things we added to Mexlan this year was an economic side of it. So we'll actually have a summit taking place at that as well. Performing Arts Center draws in some good crowds, Broadway, everything in South Texas that you would see in some of the larger cities. And then, of course, marathons have health and safety is important. A lot of walkways in our community, a lot of exercising going on. We used to be known as one of the fattest communities in the nation, so we're trying to change that dynamic. They made me lose weight. I used to be a bigger guy. Our international ports, we have two in the city of McAllen, actually the ones in Hidalgo, Texas that the city owns, but that's the old international bridge. It's been around for a long time. And then the Azaluas International Bridge, which opened in 2010. They're actually doing an expansion right now, and that will open to commercial traffic. So right now, as you cross the Far Bridge today, that's primary port where all commercial traffic is coming north. You're going to see a lot of volume. There's probably about 3,000 trucks that cross northbound every day on that port. Some people will tell you it's congested. Some will say that it needs an expansion. And once you cross on the Mexico side, they're actually completing part of their expansion there. And I think this year or next year, they'll start the expansion on the far side. And so the growth is important. The port's important. But Anzaldúas will be coming online in 2025. And that will alleviate some of that congestion that you have in the current port. We also have the port of Dana and the port of Los Indios that caters to a lot of the industry in the region. Mobility and, of course, access, right? So McAllen is the international airport. We have flights on United, American, Delta. Delta just announced yesterday their Austin flight. They're doing three flights daily. You have Allegiant to Las Vegas, and then Automexico will also be providing flights direct to Mexico City. And that's important because a lot of our companies in the area have operations in Mexico, so they're going back and forth. There's a lot of mobility. If you came in on a flight, you probably saw it was pretty packed. It's like that all the time. We've had some really good growth at the airport, a lot of investment. We just received a $7 million grant to expand the airport. So a lot of growth, a lot of opportunity. And we're very focused on developing more flights for the area. We also own and operate, this is our sister company, Mark's actually the executive vice president, but we own and operate the McAllen Foreign Trade Zone. And the trade zone has been around since the late 1968. And so the Foreign Trade Zone really was our community trying to establish a base for industrial development. The Foreign Trade Zone still caters to a lot of our industry. If you're bringing raw materials from other parts of the world, you want to bring it into an FTZ without having to pay duties or taxes, you can still do that. Our Foreign Trade Zone holds a little over 800,000 square feet, and we also lease out multi-tenant, do third-party logistics, pick and pack, and that generates revenue. And the revenue that Mark generates in the Foreign Trade Zone, some of that I get to spend in economic development, which is quite unique, because that helps fund a lot of the things that we do. Our international partners on the Mexico side, which is Reynosa, we, like I mentioned, roughly about 1.2 million people. The manufacturing labor force in the Mexico side is about 136,000 individuals. We have 14 industrial parks and about 200 plus companies operating there. A lot of growth. Last year, we did about 3 million square feet in Reynosa in terms of growth. And we're not growing like Monterrey. Monterrey is about 3 hours south of us. Monterrey last year closed with about 18 million square feet of new industrial space, 1 year. The year before that, it was 15 million square feet. And a lot of that growth is attributed to what everybody knows, the phenomenon of nearshoring, right? So you have a lot of companies that have clustered there. A lot of Chinese companies in Monterrey that have established there, they tend to cluster close to each other. We saw this in the early 80s, late 80s. A lot of Japanese companies clustered here in the border. So we have companies like Alps, we have companies like Panasonic, Makuni, are here in our community on the Mexico side and on the US side. Warehouses, whether they're Far or McAllen, some warehousing in Edinburgh as well. Mexico now as well, Panasonic. So those are things that help our communities grow, attracting that industry across the border. Some of the companies, as I mentioned, in our area, Ticketmaster, we have call centers in our community, more than 10,000 call center jobs. Spectrum is also here. We worked with the city of Mission on a project just recently, and Mission was going to be here this morning, but something came up, I think, with Peclo. But we worked with them on a project with Ubiquity. They established a call center of 350 people. They're expecting that to grow to another 200, so it'll be a little over 500 individuals working at that operation. Companies like Denso, I think you had asked, what are the primary industries that we're focused on? We kind of leave it open. At the end of the day, our market is pretty diverse in terms of manufacturers. You have a lot of automotive, you have electronics, medical. Rick had mentioned you were focused on, or not focused, but the industry you work with a lot of food product. So in our community, we have Marmon Foods, and we also have Cornelius, which is a division of Marmon. And then they have some of their supply chain that's here, Interactive Engineering, J&E Company. They do sheet metal work for them. So you do have supply chain that comes with some of those companies as well. When the supply chain comes, if it's capital intensive, they come to the US side, just because it's easier to access power. A lot of times their equipment is still on loan or note with the banks, and so they're able to justify having that operation here on the border. And they don't require a lot of labor. Your only true value of being in Mexico is your labor heavy. There has been a change over the years. You do see a lot more capital being invested in Mexico and a lot more automation, but even with that automation, Kimball Electronics was one of the companies we worked with not too long ago. They did an expansion of 215,000 square feet. They're adding about 3,000 jobs, but in that, they are adding several lines. Each line's about $10 million. It's fully automated. And a lot of that is, of course, just changing the market value, the quality of the product they're producing, and making sure that they have a lot of consistency on that, because it depends on where those products end up and what markets they're serving. They want to make sure that they're sending quality goods. Zoho is one of our newer companies. Zoho has great growth potential. They are working and looking at other communities in our market as well for that growth. So we're excited about what they bring to the table. Those are high-tech jobs. And the reason they're here is they actually established in Austin first. They bought about 300 acres, set up a campus, and went through that process. But they never got any attention. The community never talked to them. To this day, Austin city officials haven't met with them. They have challenges occupying one of their own buildings because they can't get occupancy permits. That's a challenge. And so it's interesting to see those type of companies coming here. As they were recruiting in their market in Austin, they're competing with Dell, they're competing with Tesla, and coming to find a lot of the individuals were coming from this region. And so rather than pick these people up and move them, they came and settled down here. They're paying extremely good wages, and their employees are able to purchase a home compared to in Austin where they can't afford because the living wage is different in those communities. Some of the Reynosa companies, Nidec, ZF, it's a very good mix. You have medical, Fresenius actually is making a huge investment right now. We're working with them. We got them helping get some permitting on one of their new plants expanding in the Reynosa side. Moving their operation out of California, out of Silicon Valley, to Reynosa to actually produce the dialysis machines themselves. So that gives you an idea of the level of the quality of products that are coming out of Mexico. Steelcase, they make about 7,000 office chairs a day. Who buys all these chairs? I have no idea, but it's a lot of chairs. They're high dollar chairs, good product. They have Pentair, Aptiv, Stanley Black & Decker. All of the DeWalt brand tools are made in Reynosa by Stanley Black & Decker. They have an operation in Mission, which I believe they're closing. But all of the Craftsman made in the USA products are being produced there. Some of our recent projects, you know, the requirement for industrial space is extremely important. Every community is building right now. I think we have several industrial parks in all of our communities. In McAllen, we recently announced the McAllen Nearshoring Industrial Park. It's a 120-acre site. We have McAllen Industrial South, and then we also have the Tresalago Industrial Development. That's catered more toward some of our companies that are doing high-tech. Our regional efforts, we partner with a lot of different groups, different organizations, South Texas Manufacturers Association, Rio Grande Valley Partnership, COSTEP, INDEX, we're part of the Maquila Association on the Mexico side, so that we have access directly to those companies. Some of our district development as a community, we've been focused on our strategic growth into the future, And so identifying key districts that are important to us, whether it be infrastructure, workforce, healthcare, technology, and transportation are areas that we're focused on currently. Our educational partners, and Rick mentioned this, these are folks that we have, he didn't mention, was the science of the campuses. So UTRGV has enrollments of over 30,000 students in our market. That's important. You also have South Texas College, which has about 30,000 plus students. And so a lot of these institutions work with industry today. The college does training on an annual basis. The city actually provides a training grant annually to STC to provide training to our companies at no cost. Some of our international network, these are consultants that we currently work with on different projects, from Colliers International, both sides of the border, JLL, Site Selection Group out of Dallas, Fisher Investments, Partners Group, Cushman & Wakefield Select, CBRE, of course, and then the guys from CITIUS in Monterey. A lot of activity comes from those partnerships that we have. We do the legwork. We don't mind doing it. You have a project that you have on the table that you want some advice or are maybe kicking around opportunities and where they might go, let us know. We can always put some information together and see if it's helpful. And if those projects turn into a visit, then we work with you directly. It's your client, it's your customer. We make sure that you're focused in on whether it's a commission-based project or whatever it is. Our job is to help you be successful with your customers. As we continue to grow as a community, one of the challenges that we have on the south side being close to the border was availability of real estate. And so the city took initiative on the north side to purchase a 1,200-acre site along with the McAllen Farm Trade Zone. The FTZ purchased an additional 211 acres, and it's right between an airport and a military base. The airport is still used, and so that's a site that we're promoting for new development, new projects. We're currently working on a project for a high-tech facility that's being quoted out to several of the construction companies in our area. It's about a $50 or $60 million project we're excited about. We hope to get something going here pretty soon. And then, of course, we work on the state league. We work with site selectors. Any type of proposal, available real estate, supply chain, whatever the case might be, our job is to make sure that we provide you guys information. And then over the years, we worked with 866 expansions, over 200,000 jobs created, 726 new companies, and those are both sides of the border, because we do truly work both sides of the border. I'm in Mexico a lot of my time. I have a gentleman that works with me on the Mexico side as well. We spend a lot of time. That's where the core of our business comes from.